Now I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realize that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles and the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles of your face, just let them go slack. Your forehead and your eyes and eyelids, cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. Might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. Unclench your teeth and relax your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. And thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, into your forearms, down through your wrists, and into your hands, right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all those muscles let go and relax. Now think about your breathing, noticing that you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly, as you relax more and more. So you can let any tension in the chest area simply drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles, letting those muscles relax too. And think down into your back now and the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. And your waist. And your main thigh muscles as you think on down through your knees. Down through the shins and calves. Just allowing all those areas to relax and let go. As you think on down through your ankles. Through your feet. And into the very tips of your toes. All the muscles of your body. Beautifully relaxed and easy, and very lazy. You're about to enjoy a very pleasant and very beneficial experience, so that these things that you used to dream about can now become a reality. Sitting here now, eyes closed, relaxed, you begin to become aware of all the sounds around you, the sound of my voice, the sounds in the room and outside the room, other voices, other rooms, and you know that you don't need to listen to each word that I say or don't say, as your conscious mind just drifts away to those pleasant scenes in your imagination. And your subconscious will understand and pay great attention to each thing I say or don't say as relaxation continues. Nothing bothers you and nothing disturbs you. And it's thoughtful how you do feel relaxed. So completely relaxed, easily and effortlessly, comfortably relaxed. And as you drift even deeper now with each word that I utter, with each breath that you take, I begin to wonder if you've ever had the pleasure of giving in to sleep while trying to stay awake. Where you drift and you dream for a while, and then you drift and you dream even more, even deeper. And that is indeed a special feeling, and you do know that feeling, don't you? The sensation of drifting away while those noises in the background of awareness continue. And your mind first drifts away when a word or a phrase reminds your mind of all the things that are needed for you. That beautiful characteristic of allowing you to be good for you, to feel free and comfortable, to discard old fears and inhibitions, to eliminate old unwanted feelings, to resolve old issues, to recognize the good times in your life, to explore and expand your capabilities for joy in your life, to explore new ways of experiencing joy in your everyday life, and to allow you to experience those joys of nature more fully, to amplify those nice, warm feelings that come from there, special memories, those special times that are past, to search to find the things that seem to be one way, turned out to be another. And then you drift and you dream for a while, and those words become soothing sounds in the background of your mind. And although you do listen to each thing I say, your subconscious mind is aware of each word that's of importance to you. A special sleep of learning and transformation. Not the sleep you sleep at night, but the intelligence of trance. And you know from experience that you are the best one to take care of you. And you want to make changes, don't you? And you really do like yourself, don't you? And the world will make changes, and history will stay the same. And geography becomes interesting when you don't have a map. And as those dreams continue, activating each part of you, so that each part can play its part in your reparation, in the exquisite ways that thrill each and every part of your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind will redefine those levels of anxiety as energy and interest, bringing joy and peace and tranquility to each and every part of your mind and your body. And as you drift deeper into trance, your unconscious mind begins to change your perception of yourself in a special, meaningful way that your conscious mind can understand and enjoy immensely. And it's comforting to experience that quality of trance, that effortless letting go, as relaxation pervades your mind and your body. You can now enjoy that heaviness of arms and legs as relaxation continues. And now, as you experience the power of trance, of building and creating the foundations of success, foundations that can grow spectacularly until your future is real, bringing peace and tranquility to each and every part of your mind and your body. New parts, new actions, developed unconsciously but required consciously. And it's thoughtful to wonder, as you wander down the concourse of your mind, reflecting on past decisions and patterns of behaviour, aware of how things could have been different in so many ways. Even small changes make a difference. You see, changes begin small before they become big and meaningful. And provided that you nurture a small tree, It will grow to be big. But you must be careful that you don't nurture the weeds, or the weeds will take over, and for a time they will appear to be bigger than the tree. But you do know that this is not possible, don't you? And you will weed out those weeds, won't you? And have you noticed how strong and healthy even a small tree can look when it's not surrounded by weeds? And I wonder if you know that. You do control the weeds. And how good that feels, to be in control, to nurture the garden of your mind, to reap those rewards while the sun rises in your future. Is that not so? And I want you to know that in each person's life, there are things we like and don't want to know about. And it's thoughtful the way that you can change the way you feel as you change your thoughts. You see, we all live our lives in reflective actions that employ many guided motions and much misguided conditioning from childhood. The things we saw in other people, the same things we said we didn't like, we now find ourselves doing. In every family there are guilt throwers and guilt catchers, destroyers and builders. Not the same builders that build houses, but special builders that build dreams and futures, real and imagined, setting out goals to aim for, parameters of acceptable behaviour, protective barriers and borders that should not be crossed, creating criteria, setting foundations of happiness and expectation, whilst controlling their own lives in ways that are fulfilling and delightful. And I don't know if you'll discard this voice of doubt immediately or in a moment. And it's thoughtful how evolution changes man and animals, both physically and mentally, to fit in and not stand out. And you do know that. You don't have to please everyone. And you should listen intently to that little voice that waits for you to love yourself. And you can love yourself, can't you? And you do love yourself, don't you? It's whether you now make this change quickly or slowly, as you now change your thoughts about yourself exquisitely. And have you noticed how good you feel now? And I know that you know that. It's pointless to split resources. It's much better to join together, than mingle easily, to be as one, with one voice, one successful objective, an amalgamation of mind and body. And now, as you relax even more, perhaps more than you've ever relaxed before, you begin to realize how quickly you grasp this technique. How surprised you will not be when the way you think, the way you feel, the way you behave changes completely, immediately, in a way that is satisfactory to each part of you. And I don't know if this change will happen now or in an hour from now, but I do know that you would not be listening to me now if you didn't feel that my way is the better way of dealing with these issues of your life. Nor would you listen to me if you didn't think that I could show you how to resolve those issues in a special way that protects you from the things that it's not always necessary to know. just like a child protects someone they love, unquestioningly, sometimes without rhyme or reason. In the same way, your subconscious mind protects you. Your subconscious mind will communicate with your conscious mind and make those changes in your thoughts, your feelings, your behavior that are necessary and beneficial for you now. And I wonder if you've made enough changes yet, if you realize that these changes will continue and that problem that you used to have will now be resolved, over and finished with, devoid of emotion, put back into the past, where it belongs, never to resurface again. Is that not so? And as your thoughts now drift into the future, you can feel and see how wonderfully you behave and exquisitely control your emotions and your thoughts in any given situation. Things that used to bother you before now make no difference. You pay them no attention. And have you noticed how good that feels? To achieve your objectives of peace of mind and body. And while you're resting in this very pleasant way, I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine that you're looking at a steel ball resting at the top of a gentle slope. Just imagine that now. You're looking at a steel ball resting at the top of a gentle slope. And as you look at it, so the ball begins to roll slowly down that slope. It moves slowly and follows a very straight course as it moves. But now I want you to imagine that a little way ahead of the steel ball and off to one side of the track, you can see a strong magnet. And as the ball is rolling towards the magnet, so it enters the magnetic field, and the magnet pulls on the steel ball, not enough to make it stick to it, but enough to make it change its course. The steel ball is now rolling in a completely different direction from its original path. Now there's a reason for imagining this, because your pathway through life is like the path taken by that steel ball. In the beginning, your pathway through life was set. You were following a course that was right for you. It was comfortable. It was right for you. It felt right. But you soon found that you were being influenced by other people, acting like magnets, trying to pull you off course, trying to make you change direction. In short, they made you feel that your way was wrong. They wanted you to conform to their ways and follow their course of action. By trying to please them, you changed your course, and you've been following a way that has not been what you originally set for yourself. And the result has been that you felt uncomfortable. It has not felt right. And you've consequently felt that you have lost your individuality through trying to please other people. And this has been the problem. So let's see what can be done about it. Let's return to our picture of the steel ball and make a few changes. Once again, imagine that steel ball at the top of the slope. But this time, as you look at it, see it grow to double its size and weighing twice as much. Now see it rolling and see what happens. It approaches the magnet, and the magnet tries to pull on it, But this time, the ball is too heavy and too big and does not deviate from its course. It keeps on rolling in the same direction. The influence of the magnet has not been strong enough to make it deviate from its course, and has not been strong enough to affect the ball, and it just rolls straight past. These simple changes were enough to overcome the problem. For you, to overcome the problem, it's not necessary to grow in size or to put on weight, but you can grow in strength and in power, and you can do this easily. As you rest there now, I want you to realize something, and realize it well. Understand it and acknowledge it. It is not your purpose in life to become a carbon copy of somebody else's. You are an individual in your own right. You have your own opinions. You have your own personality. These things are right for you. No other person has the right to try and take these things away from you, to make you conform to their ways. You are a person in your own right, a complete person, and they must either accept this fact or go on their way. Your individuality is precious. It must be protected. And you can protect this with your own strength. Your strength has been weakened by the influence of other people, but that strength is still there. It is within you now. So now is the time to rediscover it and let it grow. So, as you rest there now, just imagine yourself as being strong. Strong enough to withstand the influence of other people. Strong enough to stand on your own feet. Imagine you are that strong now. And as you imagine it, feel that strength. It's there. You can feel it. Feel the confidence that goes along with it. Feel yourself able to speak out, able to defend your own individuality. Feel these things now, because as you can now feel them, you know they are there. You already have that strength. It's there. You can feel it. So you know it's there. Acknowledge it. Welcome it. It's yours. Now you've experienced these things, you can recognize them and use them. Now you know they're there. You can become more and more aware of them. Because of this, you already feel stronger and more able in yourself. And this feeling is going to remain with you and become stronger as each day goes by. No longer are you influenced into the wrong course by other people. No longer do you allow your individuality to be taken away from you. It's precious, and it's yours. Now, while you're pondering those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. Three nomads were preparing to sleep. It was pitch black in the middle of the desert and getting cold. They'd parked their camels, taken what they needed from their saddlebags, pitched their tents and rolled out their sleeping mats. They were just about to settle down for the night when their attention was attracted to a curious glowing light on the horizon. As they watched, the light brightened. It gained intensity. It gleamed and glowed and glistened, galloping towards them until it filled the whole of the night sky. And they knew, each one absolutely knew, they were in the presence of some kind of divine being. And they waited for the words which they knew would come. And the words came. And the words said, "Go forth into the desert. gather as many pebbles as you can, and tomorrow will find you delighted, disappointed, and very, very curious. And that was it. There was no more, only silence. And the light receded back from where it had come until all was dark again, except for the twinkling of the stars high in the black night. And the nomads were furious. "What kind of god is this?" demanded one. "Gather pebbles? Who does he think we are? Menials? Rubbish collectors? I belong to a proud race that I should stoop so low." Another added, "Now a real god would have done things differently. A real god would have shared secrets with us, would have told us how to eradicate poverty and suffering, or how to prevent global warming, or how to irrigate the desert. A real god," said the third, "would have given us the keys to success, given us the winning lottery numbers, shown us how to become rich and famous." But perhaps because the memory of the purity of the light, or the resonant authority of the voice that spoke the words, the nomads went out into the desert, still grumbling and complaining, but gathered a few pebbles and threw them grudgingly into the depths of their saddlebags, and then they went to bed. The next morning dawned fine. The nomads rolled up their sleeping mats, dismantled their tents, stowed them in their saddlebags, and set off for the next oasis. They rode with the sun arcing high overhead, across deep dunes and through deep rocky canyons. They rode all day, until as the sun sank in the west, they saw its reflection glinting on the centre of the lake at the oasis they sought. And they went through the ritual they went through every day. They parked their camels, they pitched their tents, and they unrolled their sleeping mats. And then one of the nomads went over to look for something in his saddlebag. And as he rummaged around, his hand closed on something small, round and hard, a pebble. And when he pulled it out, to his amazement, he discovered it was a diamond. He couldn't believe it. And he searched for and pulled out the others, calling to his companions. And they too found that all their pebbles had become diamonds. And you can imagine how delighted they were. Until they realized how few they'd collected the previous evening. And you can imagine how disappointed they were. But after a while, they got to thinking about the meaning of all this. These pebbles, which the previous night they had considered so worthless, were now precious. And they began to wonder how many other things in their lives, things that they previously considered of little or no consequence in the past, might have a value that they hadn't discovered or considered yet. And they began to get more and more curious about discovering meanings under the surface of things, which now they were beginning dimly to comprehend with growing excitement and wonder. Starting now, more and more, you'll realise that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts and the way you think about situations. And you'll be able to shift your thoughts and the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living. Enjoy every day. You'll become more and more aware that if life situations are not the way you always want them, you'll work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You'll work to change things that are not the way you want them, but you will do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You'll become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living, but you'll also be aware that as you become more mature, that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you'll accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realise that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you'll work to change anything that is changeable, that you can change with peace of mind. without being bothered, without frustration, or without anger. You'll be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go. You'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. In a few moments now, I'm going to ask you to return to full wakefulness. When I do, you'll awaken feeling calm, happy, and relaxed. You'll feel stronger in yourself and determined and motivated to work on your goals. So when you're ready and you're in control, return to full wakefulness, feeling calm, happy, and relaxed, and open your eyes.